Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there are many devices and ways of doing things that we take for granted and assume that we'll never know who invented it. For instance, the wheel. Nonetheless, Cody Cassidy has given it a shot in his book, Who Ate the First Oyster? The extraordinary people behind the greatest firsts in history. And Cody joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Cody.
Thank you for having me.
So before the wheel, people kind of move things by putting them on logs and the like.
Yeah, I think the rollers, large logs, have been around for since time immemorial. It's first person to slip on a log, I think, realized that a rolling log reduced friction with the ground. But it was really the wheel was really two insights, and the first one was the person who realized that the center of a roller does not spin, and that you can put a smaller log in the center of a roller, and which is called an axle, and you can then support a base. And this was made by potters. The first axles we see are actually in potter's wheels or in small toys. And it doesn't seem like much, but engineers call this the greatest mechanical insight in the history of mankind.
So the first evidence of a wheel was in a toy. So is it known around the same time that we're using it in you know, for grown-ups too?
It was a few hundred years before the full-size version, but these toys they sort of look like Hot Wheels. They were probably for children. They're made of clay and little animals that roll around.
Right. So in what parts of the world are the first evidence of wheels found?
Yeah, this is around the Iraq area, actually. All the way up to Ukraine, and the first wheel is actually could be said to be the first viral product. Really, it exploded in popularity so quickly that the archaeology itself can't exactly pinpoint where it occurred. It's not the proper science for pinpointing within generations a 6,500 year old or 6,000 year old invention. So we actually have to use language is the best evidence for precisely where it was invented.
Why language? Explain why that is.
The inventor of the wheel, I believe, spoke a language called Proto-Indo-European, which is it's a long extinct language, but linguists have been able to reconstruct this language by using sort of all of its sister sort of sons and daughter languages going back upward and discovering the original words that they used, and they can see that their word for wheel, which they called we can't pronounce it, but it was a word for it was called the turner in their language, and the fact that they used their own words to describe the wheel rather than borrowing a word from another culture, which is generally what we do when we borrow an invention. We usually take the word itself as well, sort of like tobacco, for example. When the Spanish borrowed tobacco from the Caribbean, they also brought the word as well. So that's the best evidence that we have who invented it, and that was spoken around the Ukraine, sort of North Caucasus area near the Black Sea.
Right. Okay. Now, is that? But given that, I suppose the wheel seemed to spread so far and wide and so quickly, I assume that's not definitive.
No, it's not definitive. It's sometimes the language is merely suggestive that it was that the inventor spoke Proto-Indo-European, but it's not. It's certainly not definitive. However, we do know it's definitive that the inventor of the wheel was a sort of a genius craftsman, because the full size wheel, actually scaling the small wheel up to the full size version, was a real piece of crafting genius. These first full wheels were hundreds of pounds, these first full wagons. And so sort of the friction between the wheel and the axle and the exact length that the axle had to be and its diameter were all sort of really tricky. And the wheels itself, you would think you could just like slice a log salami style and slap an axle in there. That actually won't work. The grain of the wood runs in the wrong direction. So this person had to figure out that you had to use sort of vertical cuts and plank the wood together to actually create a wheel. So it's really a piece of genius.
And for the wheel to work, it couldn't be, you know, it was kind of almost like a Goldilocks point. It couldn't be too big or too small.
Exactly. If the wheel is too small, you can't really go over potholes. If it's too big, then it's too heavy and useless. So it was really all these sort of Goldilocks moments. And there's not, it's sort of all or nothing. It either works or it doesn't. So really it probably was first invented by some genius craftsman. And then of course you need, it's so heavy, you need oxen without animals to pull it, strong animals to pull it. The first wheels would have been totally useless as well. It's certainly a person could not pull the first wagon.
Is much known about then about these people and their lifestyle and what gods they worshipped?
Yeah. Well, language provides a lot of clues into lifestyle. So for example, we know they worshipped a sky god. They sort of used their wagons, these first wagons they used as sort of like covered wagons to sort of work man single, like small farms, family farms. They lived in these wagons too. At first they had to live along rivers before they had wagons, or live in big groups because farms would require so much labor, but these wagons allowed them to have single family farms, and which actually allowed their civilization to sort of explode and ooze into Europe, which is why we see evidence of their language. English itself is a daughter of Proto-Indo-European.
Mm. Now, your book doesn't just look at who, you know, where the wheel may have come from. All sorts of firsts. I was struck by who told the first joke.
Okay, yeah, this is not much. Well, this is the first written joke is so I was able to find the oldest written joke that we know of. Of course, jokes were told long before this one, but this the first written joke, and forgive me, it's not very funny anymore because humor has an expiration date.
Yeah,
it's about 4,000 years old, but it's the joke is, when the lion came into the sheepfold, the dog put on his best leash. And this is, again, not funny, but a modern, you can sort of see the humor, because a modern retelling of this joke would be something like, when the shark fin appeared in the water, the lifeguard remembered it was his lunch break.
Right. Okay.
So sort of a joke on the dereliction of one's duty.
Yeah. Which might, well, okay. Well, then I assume that kind of joke might be used metaphorically against a human.
It certainly could. I think, These jokes were sort of told as like morality. They were used as morality tales a little bit, sort of in schools and in teaching. So it was a way of teaching these students a work ethic, perhaps.
And where did that joke, that 4,000-year-old joke, originate from?
This is in Mesopotamia, again, in the same area, but about as the wheel, but or a little bit further south in sort of modern day Iraq. In the Akkadian culture, this is about 4,000 years ago, and near the south part of Iraq.
Right. Okay. So the Akkadians were kind of riding around in wheeled transport and laughing at people.
Exactly. Yes.
sounds great in those days. Thanks a million, Cody, for speaking with us today. That is Cody Cassidy. The name of Cody's book is Who Ate the First Oyster? The Extraordinary People Behind the Greatest Firsts in History.
Moncrief on News Talk.